Higher gas prices are forcing some Americans to consider something they don't normally think much about, fuel economy. After a decade of snapping up supersized vehicles, some car buyers are beginning to have second thoughts. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Norman and Lois Kuhn are retired, living in the country. They say nowadays, filling up their big Oldsmobile 88 Royal is painful.
Gas prices? I'm going to sit at home. Not go when you don't have to.
You can't afford to ride around anymore. $50 to fill up a gas tank is ridiculous.
The Coons are at a Toyota dealership in Northern Virginia looking for a used Toyota Corolla.
We came up to look for a car that gives us good mileage.
Used car sales manager Louis Lucas says he's definitely noticed a shift. The big SUVs are sitting on the lot longer than they did last year.
We're getting a lot of trade-ins right now on cars that are 2 and 3 years old. You know, where they haven't even finished paying for the car, but they're downsizing. And based on what you hear from the consumers, it's because of the fuel economy.
The dealership is completely sold out of Toyota's fuel-efficient hybrid, the Prius, according to senior sales manager Charlie Seabach.
We're on a year waiting list. If you order the car today, it'll take you a year to get your car. This is the biggest thing I've ever seen. I've been with Toyota for 16 years.
Across the country in April, sales of big truck-based SUVs fell. Detroit's Big Three scrambled, offering generous new incentives on the biggest vehicles. Industry experts caution against reading too much into this yet. Aaron Shostak, a spokesman for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, says sales of all SUVs are actually up this year compared to the first 4 months of last year.
There's been an 11% increase in SUV sales of all types. Pickup truck sales are up 10%, and in contrast, small cars are down 4%.
There has been a move within the SUV market towards smaller, more fuel-efficient crossover SUVs. They're built on car frames rather than truck frames, and they blend some of the attributes of SUVs, passenger cars, minivans, and station wagons. But Shostak says this isn't just about fuel economy.
What we're seeing is an evolution in consumer demand that began long before the current run-up in gas prices. Crossovers have been the fastest-growing segment for about 2 years.
And although the market for big SUVs has softened, industry analysts link that to the growing supply of these highly profitable vehicles. More and more car makers now offer them. Jeff Doty, sales manager at Moore Cadillac in Northern Virginia, says his big Escalades and Humvees are still popular. He just sold the last military-style Hummer 1 he had on the lot.
I'll put it this way. The mileage is such a non-issue that I don't know what the mileage is on an H1. And I'm the sales manager.
Auto executives are also taking comfort in consumer surveys. Industry spokesman Aaron Shostak says as recently as April, prospective buyers still ranked fuel economy near the bottom of attributes they look for in a new car.
In fact, fuel economy still ranks behind the number of cup holders.
Still, industry analysts like Paul Eisenstein of theCarConnection.com say interest in fuel economy is on the rise.
It may still be below the cup holder, but you keep going and you start hitting $3 a gallon, it may surge right up to the top.
And even at $2 per gallon, economists expect Americans to cut back on their fuel consumption, according to Doug Holtzakin, director of the Congressional Budget Office.
If gas prices stayed at $2, suppose they stayed at $2 forever, you'd see people switch cars. They might place a greater importance on fuel economy. They'd move from the SUV that gets 14 miles the gallon to the one that gets 16, or they might move to a car that's a hybrid or whatever.
Or they might simply find ways to drive less. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.